Last month, the Financial Times reported that President Abdullahi Yusuf had awarded a Chinese oil company the rights to search for oil. And now the Reuters news agency says it has obtained documents indicating that Prime Minister Ali Mohammed Getty is looking to sign exploration deals with Indonesian and Kuwaiti firms. The competing interests indicate a potential rivalry between the two leaders over reserves in Somalia. At this point, no one is sure whether Somalia has any significant reserves of natural resources. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says Somalia has no proven oil reserves and 200 billion cubic feet of natural gas. Prime Minister Getty and his staff are promising not to sign any deals until a natural resources law is enacted. Parliament is scheduled to consider the bill this week. Somalia's ambassador to Kenya, Mohamed Ali Noor, denies there is a split within the Somali government. He tells VOA that officials understand peace must come first to the turbulent country before exploration begins.
I don't believe that any deals have been signed, and even the one by the Chinese company. I think the Prime Minister, he gave an interview to a news agency saying that it's annulled and he was not aware of it, and nothing can be signed until the law is passed. The report that we've been getting from different sources is that we have a lot of resources we can explore, but peace should come first.
The priority that officials are putting on oil, despite Somalia's turbulence, is another sign that many African leaders are looking to oil to jumpstart their economies. Neighboring Ethiopia's battle with a rebel group in the east is believed to be partly the result of its desire to protect what it believes are natural resources there. The rebel group, the Ogaden National Liberation Front, has warned oil companies to stay away and killed 74 people in a raid on a Chinese-run oil facility in April. Oil experts say the previous estimates about Somalia's small reserves are based on outdated technology. Diane Sutherland, the editor of Petroleum Africa magazine, says Somali officials have quietly been laying the groundwork for a potential oil boom.
Until they actually get in there and start utilizing this new technology to have a new look, you don't really know. Oil exploration will definitely get underway in Somalia. When is the question? They've already signed quite a few contracts with various smaller independent exploration companies.
Any new concessions will no doubt raise questions for the companies that had signed exploration rights in Somalia before the 1991 civil war began. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.